So how hot are the primaries as testing grounds for the presidential nominees? We have some interesting tests right now with about 3 months left until Election Day. Yesterday, voters went to the polls in four states, Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin, to choose nominees for seats being vacated by state representatives and other lawmakers. Here to talk about these mini referenda on the Republican majority in the House or the viability of the Democratic nominee results is Eli Yokley. He's a political reporter for the Morning Consult. Eli, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there. Good to be here.
So tea leaves or just irrelevant little contests? Wisconsin is interesting because it's Paul Ryan, of course.
Wisconsin was interesting, and it got a lot of attention with Donald Trump. He got sort of involved in Paul Ryan, the House Speaker's primary last week, by not endorsing Paul Ryan for a while. And there was some thought that Paul Ryan's challenger, a guy named Paul Nealon, might take off, and he didn't. Paul Ryan won pretty significantly last night, 84-16, despite sort of this anti-establishment surge that is said to exist in the electorate. You know, we saw a lot of House primaries now where the establishment has really fought back in a way that it wasn't able to at the presidential level. There was a good example last week in Kansas where House Republican leadership really didn't like a guy named Tim Huelskamp. He was a congressman from Kansas, and the primary challenger supported by the Republican establishment beat him handily. And so we're seeing the establishment fight back when it comes to House and Senate races and in Senate primaries.
Would you say that the Ryan race is about a reaction to Trump, an endorsement of Ryan, something broader to do with the Republican majority in the House?
I think we're talking about the Ryan race because of Trump. I don't think it was ever a real primary. I think what's probably a better example is another race down in the Minnesota suburbs where John Klein is retiring right now. There was about a four-way primary, and a talk show radio host, won it pretty significantly with 49-31 last night. He's been called the mini-Trump, and he's made some comments that Democrats are sure to use against him. Angie Craig, she's a woman, a former healthcare executive backed by Emily's List, who Democrats are really liking. This is one of the things Ben Ray Lujan, the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, has tried to apply to House Republicans. He says, if Donald Trump is your standard bearer, what are your standards? And that's the message that I think we're going to be hearing on the House campaign trail this year.
Let's take a look at the 8th District in Wisconsin. Very diverse group of candidates. And, you know, you've got military veterans, you've got a Washington establishment candidate, and a very local candidate all going up against each other.
Yeah, that was an interesting race, and that's going to be one that I think is going to be decide if Democrats take back seats in the House or not. The establishment there in Wisconsin was backing this guy named Mike Gallagher. He was a Marine. He went to Washington and worked on the Hill for a while. He worked for Scott Walker. His parents owned the pizza joint. He was like, if you could design a candidate for Congress in a lab, this would be the guy. And he took off. He outspent the state senator 4-1. He was endorsed by outgoing retiring Rep. Reed Ribble there. And he has a lot of money. He had a super PAC backing his bid. He defeated some of the other guys in that race. And that's going to be one that Democrats are really trying to focus. Mitt Romney won this race 51-48 back in 2012. But with it being an open seat, Democrats see a chance. I mean, that's part of the discussion here this year is there are more than 40 open seats where folks have retired from Congress, and Democrats are trying to pick up. They've got to win. They've got a net 30 seats, which means they can't lose one, and they have to win 30 to take it back, which is a long shot. And I think that seats like this are going to be important if they can make it toward that goal.
What are Gallagher's chances against a full Democratic onslaught?
We'll see. This is one of those races where it's going to be pretty indicative of the national environment. There's a big Senate race in Wisconsin with Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, and this seat up there in Green Bay is sort of one of the big battlegrounds there, and this is also a presidential battleground. And so we're going to see Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton trying to get in there too. And so this is probably going to be one that goes on the coattails of the Senate race and the presidential race there in Wisconsin.
Gubernatorial races are sideshows typically in the presidential race, although in this particular case in Vermont, where you have Bernie Sanders, who's the statewide popular senator, there's a open gubernatorial seat. Yeah. Peter Galbraith is contesting with Matt Dunn and Sue Minter, who's the transportation secretary for that state. What does this say?
the governor's races are a big deal this year. And in Vermont, it's probably not the biggest governor's race. There's a big one in Missouri, where last week Republican primary voters went to the poll and they nominated the outsider of outsiders. It's a Navy SEAL, a former Democrat named Eric Greitens, to take on Chris Koster in Missouri. Missouri is one of the few states with a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor. And so there's a lot of national money being poured into that race against Chris Koster. The right to work is one of these issues popping up in a lot of southern states now. And there's going to be a ton of union and labor money and business money pouring into this race. That's going to be the top governor's race in the country. There's also another one in North Carolina, where Republicans hold the governor's mansion now, but with some of the issues with the North Carolina bathroom law and a big Senate race down there and a big presidential race, that one's going to be hotly contested too. Not so much the one up in Vermont this year, just because that's a pretty reliably blue state.
Eli Yokley is a political reporter for the Morning Consult. Eli, thanks so much.
Hey, good to be here.